Good morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your home on this beautiful Friday morning. Together we can read God's Word and be blessed by it. And so today we're in Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 11. And today's reading is the second in a series of three prophecies. It begins with a call to preach the good news, and the message includes words of comfort and consolation, a time of prosperity and everlasting joy is promised. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been joy. So let's begin in God's word. The sovereign Lord has filled me with his spirit. He has chosen me and sent me to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to announce release to captives and freedom to those in prison. He has sent me to proclaim that the time has come when the Lord will save his people and defeat their enemies. He has sent me to comfort all who mourn, to give to those who mourn in Zion joy and gladness instead of grief, a song of praise instead of sorrow. They will be like trees that the Lord himself has planted. They will all do what is right, and God will be praised for what he has done. They will rebuild cities that have long been in ruins. My people, foreigners, will serve you, and they will take care of your flocks and farm your land and tend your vineyards, and you will be known as the priests of the Lord, the servants of our God. You will enjoy the wealth of the nations and be proud that it is yours. Your shame and disgrace are ended. You will live in your own land, and your wealth will be doubled. Your joy will last forever. The Lord says, I love justice, and I hate oppression and crime. I will faithfully reward my people and make an eternal covenant with them. They will be famous among the nations. Everyone who sees them will know that they are a people whom I have blessed. Jerusalem rejoices because of what the Lord has done. She is like a bride dressed for her wedding day. God has clothed her with salvation and victory. As surely as seeds sprout and grow, the sovereign Lord will save his people. All nations will praise him. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 61, verse 11. As surely as seeds sprout and grow, the sovereign Lord will save his people, and all the nations will praise him. You know, verse 1 describes the prophet as one who has been chosen and sent. And there's another word that other versions of God's word use, and that word is anointed, to be anointed with oil, which is a picture of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, to bless your life, to prepare your life, to go out and to bring a message of good news. And that is exactly what the prophet Isaiah is doing here. He's bringing Israel a message of good news. And although this message was partially fulfilled in the lifetime of Isaiah, it wasn't fulfilled before the destruction of Israel in AD 70. But we know that we know with all of our hearts that this passage, this prophecy, is going to be fulfilled to its fullest extent as God brings his people Israel into their land. They occupy their land, and they are truly, truly blessed. Let us pray. Sovereign Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and empower me to proclaim the good news of your love and salvation. Fill my heart with joy and the gladness that comes from you. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end. I look forward to seeing each of you in church on Sunday morning. If you can't be there in person, please join us via Zoom or Facebook. I hope to see you there. And then be back on Monday morning as we share Isaiah chapter 62, where the prophet speaks words of encouragement. And here's my word of encouragement to you, brethren. God loves you, and he has promised to fill your life with every good blessing. You just have the faith to look up, to reach up, and receive those blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.